everyone. Welcome to the Loving the Fight Marriage Podcast. My name is Travis, and I'm hanging out here with my wife and my co-host, Dawn.
Hey, everyone. We are sitting here today, and actually, we are recovering from a food coma that we had from yesterday.
Oh, my.
Yesterday was Easter, and we feasted on some amazing food.
It was so good. Tons of roast beef. I think we bought an 80-pound roast. I'm kidding, but wow, it was huge. And then we had carrots and potatoes, mashed potatoes, and then just all the fixings to go with a huge roast. And really fun time, though, with our family and
great,
just celebrating Easter. Jesus has risen from the grave. The tomb is empty. And so just having a great time together.
Easter week is definitely one of our favorite weeks. We get to spend a lot of time with a lot of different people. Our church has quite a few Easter services. And so, man, I got to meet new people, got to just talk with other people, all the volunteers, and see some really cool things while remembering one of the greatest things that Jesus ever did for us.
And yeah.
Just the, the resurrection of him is incredible.
Yeah. So important. Really, let's be honest, there wouldn't be Christianity. There wouldn't be faith if Jesus was laid in the tomb and he never rose from the grave. Like, that's really the very pivotal, like, most important thing about Christianity is Jesus is alive.
Yep, absolutely.
He's alive. Yep. And to be able to celebrate that, Don, I think you had almost 4,000 at your campus. I had almost 2,000 at mine. And part of why I'm saying that is we love people.
We do.
And so
to
just smile at that many people and to talk to them and wish them a happy Easter, we got really charged up.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of fun. But also the gospel was clearly shared, just that Jesus is alive and that he saves everyone. He loves everyone.
Right. It's just, honestly, it's amazing just to remember all that Jesus did for us and celebrate with people, you know, what he did. But then afterwards, we get to celebrate with family and just really just take time to stop and recognize, you know, talk about our faith, recognize all that Jesus did. But then we get to eat food and hang out with some incredible people in the process and celebrate together.
Yeah.
So you can't get better than that. Jesus, people, and amazing food.
And our relatives, our family. So good. Now, there was a very special guest yesterday at our Easter dinner table. It made a cameo and kind of stayed around for a while. What am I talking about? There was this bowl that my daughter made, and it was filled with banana pudding.
Mm,
but it's a banana pudding recipe that's not just like, you know, quick instant banana pudding out of a box, and then that's it. No, this was like layered with tons of, what do you call it?
Bananas and
vanilla wafers.
Oh, I love
so
vanilla
good.
Wafers. Vanilla wafers dipped in vanilla frosting.
It was phenomenal.
Something I dream about at night. No, but the vanilla pudding, the banana pudding, I'm sorry, was phenomenal. Such a good dessert that we had. It's funny because I bought some homemade brownies, not homemade, but I bought some brownies that I thought would be good. They couldn't compare to
they paled
this banana
comparison.
Pudding. So that was just a fun dessert.
Yeah, it was so delicious. And it was just great that she made the banana pudding itself. It was homemade.
Right, yep.
And so that's part of why it was so good and so delicious.
And so that's why we are recovering today, right? Recovering from
there's
all
still
this
a rock in my stomach.
That's in our stomach. We didn't do the traditional ham. We did roast, like Travis said. But man, such a great weekend, like extended weekend. And then we get this extra bonus day off.
Yeah. And so for those of you that listen all the time, or maybe this is your first time listening, and you were like, hey, why is Travis and Don talking about their lives or what happened with their weekend? Well, guys, honestly, when we just started this, a couple of years back, 3-4 years ago, we just decided we just want to be ourselves. We're real people. And we just want to make sure, you know, we're just living regular life just like you are. And so we try to be real. We want to keep you updated on what's new in our lives. But we love you guys. And we are so grateful that you are listening.
Right. Yep. It's such an honor and a treat to have you with us each week. You know, a few weeks ago, we were preparing to have some company over to our house. And our house is generally pretty clean. clean. I mean, we don't have a lot of clutter. I don't like a lot of extra things, but still there's dirt that comes in somehow, even though we don't wear our shoes in our house, but there's dirt. And so I was preparing for some company. So I was wiping everything down. I had my, you know, my disinfectant out, but then my, you know, all my cloths and just getting rid of the extra dust. So I'd finished the kitchen and I went into the bathrooms and I moved on into our bedroom. Well, in our bedroom, we have two matching lamps that are on our nightstands, which are one on each side of the bed. And I began to wipe down the nightstands and then I quickly moved the lamp, your lamp, Travis, actually on your nightstand. And suddenly it completely fell apart. Like
it did.
And I was like, it kind of shocked me because I was like, oh no, I just broke the lamp. But that's when I remembered that you actually had broken that lamp right after I had bought these matching lamps. And I remember I was really bummed, but since they were matching, you did your best to put it back together, this lamp. You didn't use glue, but you were able to kind of piece it back together. And as long as you didn't touch it, it was fine.
It looks perfect.
It still worked. You can still turn it on and off. But again, you just couldn't touch it. And it really looks like there's nothing wrong with it. You couldn't even really see the cracks unless you look really close.
It's actually bizarre, but it's like actually broken into what, like 5-6 pieces, but you put it together and it's like, whoa, that's a really nice lamp, but it's trash.
It's
cracked and messed up.
And honestly, it looks so good when you put it back together that I just totally forgot that it had this major crack in it. But it is still broken. Well, the minute that this happened, I kind of, it shocked me and then I laughed. And then suddenly this random thought came into my mind. And I just thought, you know what? This is exactly like people sometimes and many marriages. They look good on the surface, kind of like this lamp did. And you would never think that anything is wrong with them. But then something suddenly gets moved slightly or something gets out of place and this massive crack is exposed and really they're falling apart. So again, looking at this lamp, picking it up and just completely fell apart. Like that's what some people's lives look like. That's what some marriages look like. And I know, honestly, that's kind of what I have been at certain times in my life. Times when life has just been difficult and I just put on a smile and tell people that I'm just fine. But life is good. But really on the inside, that's not happening. I know specifically about 10 years ago, I remember I had a job. I applied for a job. I thought it was going to be my dream job. I was so excited for this job. And then I started it and it was horrible.
I remember that.
Not what I expected. It's not what the job description said. It was miserable. I ended up resigning from that job just in a few months. But part of me just kind of when my job ended, I felt like a part of me died with it as well. Kind of like a dream had died inside of myself. And I remember people kept asking me, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, nope, I'm fine. But on the inside, part of me was broken, kind of like that lamp. And it wasn't until you moved certain parts of me that you could actually see the cracks, but I was trying to cover it up with everything within me.
Yeah, I have a similar situation to Don or experience, and I know you know it well, but there was a moment in my life where I was working at a specific place and there was just this difficult person there. And, I love them and they seemed like they kind of had some issues kind of going on in their life. And but what was wild was they were making it difficult for everybody around them.
Yep.
So, they had issues in their own life, but rather than go to a therapist or work on it with God, they were letting that spill out to so many people around them. And it was just really hard because it's like, I love this person. I want them to get better. I don't want them to struggle. I want what's best for them. But yet they're hurting all these people around them. And at the same time, I'm just trying to do a great job. I'm just trying to model Jesus and work hard and, grow God's kingdom. And so it was challenging for me. So, I would show up to work and I'd be smiling and happy because I'm just kind of a happy guy. But deep inside, I'm like, this is really, really tough. Yeah. I'm trying to have that right image on the outside where I'm not bringing everybody down, but I'm really struggling on the inside being around this person and their toxic behavior and, how it's spilling out to everyone around them.
I think we can definitely all relate to a time or think of a story when, man, you know, on the outside, we appeared that everything was okay. But really, honestly, on the inside, we were falling apart. There's cracks everywhere. We're just not doing well, but we're not willing to admit it. Kind of like that lamp. You just put it back together and just hope it holds, right?
Oh, exactly. And Dawn, I know you grew up in a house where you saw your parents' marriage and it was difficult at times. It got messy, but week in and week out, you've told me, and I was actually a part of your life back then, you guys would hop in the car and you would go to church and you would show up and you were this beautiful family, and yet no one actually knew what was going on inside of your hearts, yep. but also inside of your home,
right.
and how difficult the things were between your mom and dad, but also in your family. And so it was a good cover up in terms of, you know, it's kind of like that lamp where it looks great as long as you don't touch it, but underneath there's right. all these cracks and it just is falling apart, and your guys' lives were falling apart.
It's interesting because I know we had just started dating at that point, and I wasn't going to spill to you like all of the things that were going on in my house. So on the outside, it definitely appeared that we were pretty, you know, it was pretty good family and going the right direction. But honestly, there were so many cracks. It was so broken. And eventually I was able to open up to you and you could see it. But you firsthand got to see how we were trying to just look like life was normal. But really on the inside, it wasn't.
It wasn't. No. But, you know, we're trying to be vulnerable as we're sharing these stories on this episode today. And I know that this hasn't just been us and our families. I think that many people are not fine. Many people are kind of like the lamp again on our nightstand that looks good, but if you touch it, it'll expose a massive crack. So as you hear us talking today and us getting vulnerable, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, wait a second. What about my life? What about my marriage? And maybe that's you today. Maybe that's your marriage. It looks good on the outside, but on the inside, it's just a wreck. Like things are broken and they're barely holding together. You've got this image on the outside, but man, things are rough on the inside. And so we just want to kind of give you a couple examples of what that could look like. You know, maybe you're listening, you're like, I don't have a clue. What do you mean, Travis and Don? What are you getting at? Well, part of those cracks in a marriage could be that the communication is flowing, but when you hit on certain areas or topics, suddenly those cracks in your marriage are exposed. Why? Because that's when the communication breaks down or stops.
Yeah.
It's like you have really good communication, but man, when the conflict hits, now there's like, it's not functional.
Right, yep.
It's dysfunctional. Right. It could also be a lack of understanding or empathy. I mean, man, those would be huge cracks. Those are big problems. Yet, how do you see empathy or a lack of understanding? They're not visible. They're like those cracks that are hidden. And that is something that can really damage a relationship. Why? Because when one person doesn't, or they're not willing to try to understand the other, wow, there's just going to be a really, really far gulf that separates them. It could be another example. You're only honest with your spouse to a point, but you're not fully honest on the harder topics.
Yeah, brutal honesty would be hard, like sometimes. And obviously, when you don't have that brutal honesty, that is a sign that your marriage is struggling, that there is a crack. You have to have that brutal honesty. But we all get to a point where sometimes you're like, oh, I'm only going to say this partial truth. But then if you're only saying a partial truth, then part of it's a lie. That's just a crack that's there that has to be dealt with.
Yeah, these are examples that are a living reality in many marriages. Of those of you that are listening, it could also be inflexibility or stubbornness. Like everything looks good on the outside, but you're never willing to bend in your marriage, or you're just stubborn. You dig in your heels and you only see things your way, or you're not willing to be flexible or try something different. Or maybe your crack in your marriage is anger, and it's the first emotion that you experience or you feel when you're having conflict or a disagreement, and none of that goes well. And so those are just some quick examples of some cracks that could be in the marriages of all of us, you and I, Don, but also in everybody that's listening.
And maybe you have experienced some of those cracks before, or maybe they're there and they're hidden and you're trying to hide them, or maybe they're fully exposed. But what should you do when you get to a point where your marriage is just cracked, where it's broken, where it's falling apart? If you pick it up kind of like that lamp and it just completely falls apart, what should we do? Well, the first thing that we should do if we realize that there is this crack in our marriage is just don't ignore it. Admit that something is wrong and that it is time to address it and to fix it. Honestly, there's a quote. It's an anonymous quote, and it says, if you change nothing, nothing will change. So if you see a crack, don't ignore it, honestly, nothing will ever change it. Admit that something is wrong.
Yeah, kind of like the lamp. I mean, we kind of talked about this. I ended up buying a tube of super glue, but as you can tell, as you found out the other day, Dom, when you were cleaning and you bumped that, you know, kind of went to move my lamp on my nightstand,
right.
Boom, it like flew apart.
Yeah.
So I did nothing and nothing changed, right?
You know, once you get to a point where you're not ignoring it, you're admitting that something is wrong, then expose the crack. Like, break it open a little bit more. Communicate your need or desire to fix it to your spouse. Say, hey, I see this in our marriage. I would love to see our marriage get fixed in this area. Let them know it's time to do what it takes to fully repair what is broken. So for you, Travis, like, I need to be like, hey, I need a new lamp when it comes to the lamp. I need this lamp. Expose the crack that's in there and honestly deal with it. Say, let's fully repair what is broken.
Or get a new one. Right. One of the two. But yeah, I think what's important about exposing the crack is, you know, when I come to you, Don, or you come to me, we need to own our piece.
We need to
not have it be a finger pointing session, but we need to say, hey, this is an issue with our marriage. And by the way, here's my baggage. Here's the things that I'm doing that are not helping that I want to change. Would you be willing to meet me halfway?
Right.
Would you be willing to help me? And there's something really powerful about two people coming together and saying, okay, we're going to expose it, get honest.
Right.
And then really the next step is to do the work to fix it. So don't just put glue on it or a Band-Aid, find a permanent solution. And that's that buy a new one that we've kind of been talking about. So marriage expert John Gottman, he says this, we repeat what we don't repair.
Wow.
So I think the big thing is let's get this fixed once and for all so we don't have to deal with it again. And part of that really has a lot to do with communication and habits and implementing the solution and not reverting back to old ways, letting go of old ways.
I think sometimes finding a permanent solution honestly might be including a marriage counselor or a marriage therapist in to help you find a solution. If you're at a point in your marriage where it's really broken and that crack is super deep, pull someone in that's an expert that can help you just sit down and figure out a solution. If maybe it's not quite as deep and it's something that you can do together, just stop and go, okay, we want to fix this. What are we willing to do right now to make sure that this isn't a part of our marriage in the future?
Yeah. And another piece of that is just keep looking for cracks. It's easier to fix a small crack than to have a repair an entire foundation. And so people do that with their houses. They just keep an eye on their foundation and they really try to be careful and like, okay, we're going to take care of this so it doesn't basically compromise the whole strength of the house. So keep evaluating and communicating, inspecting your marriage on a regular basis.
Honestly, if bad attitudes are creeping in or if there's sarcasm that's creeping in or if you're getting to a point where you don't feel like you can be honest, those are the cracks we're trying to make sure that you're looking for. If you're looking for there's a communication breakdown and you're like, man, that's a crack, look for those cracks. Even start when they get them, grab them when they're small so that you don't have to repair the whole entire foundation. I think lastly, the most important thing is just be confident that God can make all things new. His mercies are new every morning. No matter the situation or how big the crack is, with God, all things are possible. So don't ever give up. Just because you have a crack doesn't mean that it can't be fixed. Lamentations 3:22 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Again, be confident that God can make all things new. On your own, you may not be able to fix it, but man, with God and with you both working on it, you can fix it. Don't give up.
Yeah, and this is just saying, look, God's love, it isn't wavering. It's steadfast.
Yep.
It's always there. It doesn't disappear on you. And his mercies, man, they just keep coming one right after another. And so what is this talking about? It's talking about positivity in marriage, positivity in your faith for what God can give you. Well, God can do a new thing in your life and in your marriage. God can help you fix that crack and replace that lamp or whatever it is in your marriage. marriage, whatever that looks like, and make things new.
So that would be great.
Here's the key. Do you believe that?
Right.
Do you believe that? If you believe that, then start taking some of these steps, add some of your own in there, and do what it takes. Meet your spouse halfway and own those pieces, and then come up with a plan with your spouse to make sure that you're repairing it.
Travis, I just have to ask you a question real quick before we end.
What's that?
Well, next time I clean our bedroom and I move the lamp, can I just get a new lamp? Can you just buy us a new lamp? But they have to be matching. So I need two new lamps.
Two new lamps.
Why do we have a lamp that has this big crack in it? Now everyone knows, and they're going to come in our bedroom and look at the crack. They're going to pick it up and like it. We just need a new lamp.
Yeah, so, what's up with this guy? Why does he have a broken lamp next to his bed?
So really this whole entire episode was, hey, I just need a new lamp. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm totally kidding.
And honestly, it's up to you. I can use the tube of glue and finally repair it, finally fix it, or I'll go buy two new lamps. It's up to you. But we do want to make sure that that doesn't bust apart on you again.
Absolutely. When you guys remember, you can do it. So we just want to make sure that you don't give up. If you see that crack anywhere coming in, man, just stop and go ahead and do the work to fix it. Well, with that, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Loving the Fight Marriage Podcast. Remember, guys, you can do it. You got this. Keep loving the fight.
We'll see you next time.